AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A major dam in southern Ukraine has collapsed. Russia says Ukraine did it. Ukraine says Russia is responsible. There's severe flooding and crop damage in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked, who did it?
We haven't made that determination.
And have you determined whether this was an intentional act?
Again, we're still trying to gather information and talking to the Ukrainians about that.
Saudi Arabia now has a commercial voice in golf's premier organization, the PGA. The PGA Tour and European Tour agreed to merge with the Saudis and end a feud over the rival LIV Golf Tour. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about it.
I'm not going to be commenting on that particular merger, so we don't have anything to share at this time.
Golfer Byung Hung said on Twitter, I'm guessing the LIV teams were struggling to get sponsors and PGA Tour couldn't turn down the money. Win-win for both tours, but it's a big loss for those who defended the tour over the last 2 years. Meantime, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia on a trip where he plans to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman amid strained relations between Riyadh and Washington. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to announce later today he's joining the crowded Republican race for president. The AP's Jill Colvin reports it could benefit former President Donald Trump.
This is something that Trump, who is currently the racist frontrunner, is very much enjoying watch happen because his campaign's theory of the election has always been the more competitors sort of dividing the anti-Trump vote, the better it is for his candidacy.
James Behenny, a member of the Oath Keepers from New Jersey, who stormed the Capitol on the day of the riot and bragged about it in text messages, pleaded guilty to obstructing Congress. Unions in France marched on the headquarters of the Paris Olympics and slowed traffic at the capital's Orly airport with strikes as they sought to reignite resistance to a higher retirement age. This is AP News. Prince Harry testified against a newspaper publisher accusing it of phone snooping.
The prince is greeted by a large crowd as he arrives at a London court. He's alleging journalists at the Daily Mirror and its sister papers used unlawful techniques on an industrial scale to get scoops. Publisher Mirror Group Newspapers is contesting the claims. Harry faces cross-examination by the company's lawyer. The 38-year-old son of King Charles III is the first senior British royal since the 19th century to face questioning in a court. Harry has made a mission of holding the UK press to account for what he sees as its hounding of him and his family. Charles de Ledesma, London.
But Harry offered little concrete evidence to support accusations of phone hacking and wasn't certain he read some of what was written about him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.